Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, since I was 4 years old, I've wanted to be a pastor. And because of that, starting at about the age of four, I used to play pastor. I used to play church all the time. And at this point in time, when I was young, we lived in Cleveland, Ohio. And so after church on Sunday, we would rush home, and I would take everything that I learned at Sunday school and in church, and I'd make my parents sit down, and I'd put on my Cleveland Browns robe, because that's what we had in Cleveland, my Cleveland Browns robe, and I would preach to them. And we would have communion with bread that I smushed up in water. And secretly, I baptized my sister's baby dolls in the toilet. She didn't know about that till later. And I'd play church. And sometimes people would come over, and I would throw a fit if they came over on Sunday, and they didn't sit down and listen to my sermon. It got so bad that people quit coming to our house on Sundays. And eventually, my parents wouldn't let me preach anymore. But anyways, one Sunday we got home from church, and I was really excited to get home because we were having some type of family meal, and Aunt Olive, we called her Aunt Bobby, was there. And now, you have to remember that I'm Lutheran Costal because I grew up primarily amongst Pentecostals, okay? And so Aunt Bobby being Pentecostal, I get home, and I'm so excited, and I rush through the door, and Aunt Bobby says, "What did you learn in Sunday school today?" And I proceeded to tell her, and my family's like, don't ask. But I proceeded to tell her that we learned about doing the right thing and doing the bad thing. And we learned about this guy named Satan. And I was really afraid of him. I told her, "I'm really scared because he sounds pretty mean and I don't know what to do." And she looked at me and said, "Well, you don't have to be afraid of him." I said, "Well, yeah, I do. He's pretty mean. He can get me to do bad things. He could hurt me." She goes, "You don't have to be afraid of him. Let me teach you a little secret. If Satan ever bothers you, all you have to do is look at the ground and say, 'Satan, in Jesus' name, get behind me.'" And she said, "And you'll see his horns go running away from you." For years, I would look at the ground and say, "Satan, get behind me," and I could see his horns go running away from me. I was not diagnosed as schizophrenic, so we're okay. I now realize that I don't see his horns going away, but there's some wise words in what Aunt Bobby taught me that day. Because the reality is, even though we may not see his horns running away, there is great power in being able to command Satan. The name of Jesus is powerful, so very powerful that at his name, every knee on the earth and under the earth bows to his glory and submits to him. The name of Jesus is powerful, so very powerful that at his name, every knee on the earth and under the earth bows to him in glory and submits to him. The reality is, the lives we live in this world is a spiritual life. We can't deny that. And sometimes I think as Lutherans, we try to deny that. We don't really want to dive into those spiritual realms. My Pentecostal friends do, our Baptist friends do, and even our Catholic friends do. But Lutherans tend to be very logical in their thinking and their theology, and we never really dive into this realm of spirituality. And the reality is, we live in a spiritual realm. You've heard me talk about it before. It was in my newsletter article this week, that we live constantly in this battle between good and evil. This battle we know is Armageddon, coming from the Revelation, book of Revelation, and the Hebrew word, the battle of Mount Megiddo. It is the battle of good and evil that we live in. This world we live in is spiritual. We know that by the effects it has on our body. We know that by the guilt that comes into our lives when we sin. We know that by the shame that we carry when we've done something or we think about our past or whatever it might be. We know that sometimes by the stress and the struggles that come upon us and the lack of peace we find in going through this life. All of these things exist because we live in a spiritual world, a tension between good and evil, a battle that exists between good and evil. And the reality is that battle is harder for you when you're Christian. I always tell people, what a great sign-up thing, you know? Have people come on and tell them, "Oh, by the way, now that you're Christian, Satan's going to attack you harder. Welcome to Christianity." But the reality is, he does. He doesn't have to attack the unbeliever. He already has them in his grasp. The moment we're baptized, the moment we come to faith, a big X is marked on our back, and Satan says, I'm going to work on them. I want to work on them hard. I'm going to send floods. I'm going to send hurricanes. I'm going to send illness. I'm going to send sickness. I'm going to send financial troubles. I'm going to send sin. I'm going to send shame. I'm going to do everything I can to work in their life to try to get them away from Jesus. And that's what Satan does. But Jesus himself, in our gospel lesson for today, shows us clearly how to deal with Satan. Very clearly. Because remember, at the name of Jesus, there is power. In the name of Jesus, we have all authority. In the name of Jesus, we grasp power and authority. And what Jesus shows us today is we have the ability, the power, and the authority to command Satan. And saying, in Jesus' name, Satan, get behind me. And it works. It works. I've struggled with anxiety off and on for years. And early on, years ago, my anxiety would be crippling. I mean, it would be terrible. I'd be in the car and ready to jump out because I was having a panic attack on the highway. It was terrible. And one day, my wife read this book, and she said, hey, try this out. And the book was this guy, I don't remember who it was, I don't even remember the name of the book, and he was talking about how Satan uses his evil minions, his demons in our lives to attack us. And one of those is anxiety. So I did what the book said. Anytime I felt anxious, I would say, Jesus, Satan, in the name of Jesus, get behind me. And I would specifically, in the name of Jesus, pray against that spirit of anxiety. And over a matter of time, what began to happen was my anxiety started to go away. I began to find peace. Or even if the anxiety didn't go away, I was able to go through that anxiety with the confidence in knowing that Jesus was with me, with the confidence in knowing that Jesus is my fortress, with the confidence in knowing that Jesus is my protector and my shield, and that nothing could harm me. Because at the name of Jesus, and in his name there is power, Satan and his demons flee from the name of Jesus. They bow at the name of Jesus. We have the ability in the name of Jesus to command worry, fear, love of money, doubt, and anything else, illness that goes on in our lives, away from us in Jesus' name. And one of the things I challenge you to do as you grow through your spiritual life is to claim that power that belongs to you. Because in baptism, the name of Jesus has been given to you, but not only has the name of Jesus been given to you, in baptism, the name of Jesus has been placed on you and in you. So as you go throughout your days, you are the presence of Jesus in this world. And nothing frightens Satan more than when a Christian realizes the power they have in Jesus' name. Nothing scares Satan more than when Christians realize, they can subdue Satan with one word, Jesus. He is our fortress, our shield, our protector. And in his name, we have protection even against the enemy, the evil foe, Satan himself. Not only do we have power to command Satan with our words, but with our lives as well. Not only do we have power to command Satan with our words, but with our lives as well. Paul, in our epistle lesson today, shows us that when he speaks about love. Why would love have the power to command Satan? Who is love? Let me hear that again. Who is love? God. God is love. Let's look at the words of St. Paul for a moment in Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 9. He says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. And in these ways, Satan flees. Because these are ways of love. These are ways of bearing each other's burdens. And you know what St. Paul says? Bear one another's burdens, and in so doing, you fulfill the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? The law of Christ is love. That we love each other. We love our neighbor as ourselves. Satan flees from love. He can't be present in love. In hate, he's there, because that's the opposite of love. Hate is fear, and fear comes from Satan. But in love, Satan can't be present. And as we joyfully love each other, as we joyfully are patient with each other, as we joyfully serve those who have need, as we joyfully lay down our lives with love, caring for one another, Satan flees in that love. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Man, I hate that that's in there. Because you know what that disproves? Karma. So many people today believe in karma. Folks, if you are sitting here and you believe in karma, karma's from Satan. Karma says you get what you deserve. Jesus says you don't get what you deserve. The two can't exist hand in hand. Don't repay evil with evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not, now notice as it depends on you, if it is possible. I've known as a pastor, you can't live at peace with everybody. There are people who aren't going to like you. There are people who aren't going to like you. There are people who aren't going to like you. Do everything you can to live at peace with them, but if they don't like you, that's their issue. You still love them. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will reap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Do you see that? In living a life of love, which is hard to do, because there are some people that are very hard to love. Isn't that true? There are some people that are very hard to love. And I see spouses looking at, I see wives looking at their husbands. That's weird. There are some people that are very hard to love. But as we seek to grow in that love, as we use the name of Jesus to tell Satan to get behind us so that we are able to grow more in love, as we ask Jesus to work in our lives to grow us in love through the power of his word and sacrament, the very same love he gave to us when he died on the cross and rose from the dead to assure us of our forgiveness, to assure us of our entrance into heaven, to assure us that he loves us no matter what, unending, and that we will be with him forever, as we do our best in seeking to live out that love, putting it into action, not only does Satan flee from the word of Jesus and his name, but he flees from the Christian who is motivated and living out a life of love. He's scared to death of you when you love. He won't be in your presence when you love. Because God is love, and love comes from God. And loving each other deeply is only born out of the power of the Holy Spirit working in your life through the power of God's word and sacrament. So let us love one another deeply. So as you go through the days and weeks ahead and go through the rest of your life, and who knows how long that will be for some of us, right? Jesus could return tomorrow, and that would be really great. I would love that. But I don't know if that's going to happen tomorrow. Neither do you. As we go through our dark days, there are two things that we can carry with us from today's message with confidence and assurance and boldness. Number one, we have the name of Jesus. It is on us, it is in us, and it is through us, and we have his name. It is the most powerful weapon in all the world. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess in the earth and under the earth, and Satan will flee. Number two, in living out the love of Christ for each other, those people you know and don't know, your neighbor, your family, your friends, your coworkers, and those people that are hard to love. In living out the love of Jesus, Satan loses. He is defeated. His kingdom loses its hold on this world, and the world changes as Jesus sweeps through every heart to change lives to live for him. Victory and peace and joy will resound once again. In the name of Jesus, amen.